does your Skittles ghost? Well, your Skittle ghost. Don't get greedy.
Your Skittle ghost that your parents won't let you eat because it's opened.
Well, it's the thought that counts. It's not wrapped. I think during
gay crema,
as Big Fatty likes to call it.
Gay crema? Mm-hmm.
No, honey, is gross. It it's kids. Crema, like crema? Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not crema, like, you know, oof, you know, nothing like that.
I thought it was like the Chloe Sevigny parody. She called it crema.
Oh, well, it might be an offshoot of that, but he calls it gay crema.
Crema. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So
good to know. Showing my Big Fatty ignorance. I apologize.
No, you're fine. You had other things going on.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Honey, is gross. It it's kids. Crema.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4624 of BFO for Thursday, the 30th of October, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day that includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Barely, Big Fatty, barely. Hello, Threesies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you know why you're Threesies today. Yes, Big Fatty, only one more little show... before we switch to standard time, and you can begin touching yourself every evening about 5:30, and because it's dark. Yes, y'all can't believe it. It is almost here. In fact, I think I heard the old gal out in Walnut Hills begin to stir, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary.
Here you go, y'all. Today, the 30th of October. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've never met this either of these people face to face, but y'all, one has been a longtime supporter of the little show. And y'all, life sometimes gets in the way, and sometimes people drift in and out, and y'all, that is some cube steak. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, she's done her own little show there for a while. The name of it is not coming to mind, Big Fatty. Nothing comes to mind nowadays. Well, y'all, it's so true. The memory, y'all, it's shot. It's shot. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a target practice. Yes, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Princess Hanna and Joe. Big Fatty, we love Princess Hanna and Joe. So y'all, wish them happy cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 30th of October, y'all. It's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person met him face to face out there at I think it was the first Pride 48 in Las Vegas. And he may have come to a couple of more. I think he probably came to two, I say, two that I can remember. Big Fatty, you've already said you can't remember. It's true. He has the kindest heart out there. I'm telling you. He is always doing for others. And he's lovely. He's just lovely. And he does several little shows from out there in the Sacatomatas, California, I think he does the Cheese Lovers little show with that Lori Warbucks. Oh, Big Fatty, you should be on that. No, I'm making that up. It's a joke. Oh, never mind. You still should be on it. But he does the... he used to spank that Biafra, but you know she died, and it became uncomfortable once she died that he was the, so he had to give up the spankings on her, and then he does the Chubbs Gone Wild, he's part of the Swanna and Judd. He's got his own little show empire out there. He's like Joe Patance, but he doesn't charge. Nowadays, in fact, I just listened to the latest episode. Y'all, he's doing the big gay sex show, the Daddy. Yes, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only spanking bee author himself, Matt Burlingame. Big Daddy, we love Matt Burlingame. We do indeed. Y'all, he's an accomplished author and playwright as well. Yes, Big Daddy. So y'all, if you see Matt Burlingame, wish him a big old piece of cake. To us from my number one straight boyfriend down there in the future. Y'all, that's Straight Bob. And Straight Bob says, "Dear Axe Big Fatty, hey BF, I dropped in earlier in the week and heard you talking about your 30-something gentleman caller. It got me thinking about how you have as much energy now on the little show as you did when I was listening with my two boys fast asleep in the car with their feety pajamas on. Then I started to wonder about if that diamond cutter in your pants is all natural." Anywho, that's not the question, Big. Hey, thank hydrogen. My question is this. I was just recently in my first onsen in the Japan, Mexico, when for once in my life I felt like an average-sized penis was acceptable. My average-sized penis was acceptable. Lots of black bush and some not-so-big penises. So I asked, bush or no bush? Thank you for calling, your international straight boyfriend, XO. Well, Straight Bob, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter in question. Always lovely to hear from you. And, Big Betty, you're out of time. Dear Gussie, y'all, you have to get that. You have to answer your international straight boyfriend from the future, or he'll come back to haunt you. Yes, Big Fatty, that'd be nice. It would be nice if he would come haunt us here at Gay Crema. But Straight Bob, Big Fatty, you know, it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice, but I can assure you the only time that Big Fatty's, shall we say, forest in the Netherlands has been trimmed or shaved was when Big Fatty had hernia surgery. Yeah, y'all, it is. It's a jungle out there. Big Fatty, don't you mean in there? Well, okay, it's a jungle in there. And Big Fatty never turned down a bobo. He didn't want to honk. Whether there was a forest or if there was a clearing. So given the choice, Big Fatty will always go for those that bushes. Bush's bean footage. Big Fatty, what are you talking about? Well, the big bush. Oh, okay. Kind of like the outback. It's the big bush. Yes. Okay. Straight Bob, what do you have the big bush? Spirited, happy music. Y'all, spirited indeed. Y'all, I got some pictures. Got some pictures from that from the spirited decorations there at Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Y'all, there it's hauntingly impressive. And anyway, back to the bush. You know, Straight Bob, I'm sure I've mentioned this before on the little show. Big Fatty, hadn't you mentioned everything 1,000 times? Probably. But, you know, one of Big Fatty's favorite sex sounds is... you know, from the Big Fatty, we know what it's from. But anyway, continue. Big Fatty, I was supposed to say that. Oh, Big Fatty, just continue. Okay. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. Y'all, I had what did I have for supper? Did I have supper? I don't remember. Anyway, I probably snacked on something. And y'all, of course, watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, then it was time for the dancing. And y'all, it was Halloween-y night, and they had lots of good costumes. Y'all, they had some of them had those contacts in that make it look like you're in a trance or something. You know that Ezra, you know, he's the Lumen's Angel. Big Fatty, there's more than one, you're right. But he was in character all evening. But y'all, they one of the dancers, the lady that was dancing with Alan, she was in the Parent Trap, I think. She injured herself, and so y'all, the judges had to judge off of her per the rules, of course, had to judge off of her final rehearsal, because they were, you know, they have to film, and the camera angles have to be in the lighting, and everything has to, they have to rehearse all that stuff. And so she was not able to dance, but she did not get eliminated. I won't spoil it for you, but needless to say, I'm not surprised at who went home. It's not who I would have liked to have gone home, but anyway. And y'all, I couldn't stay. You know, these some of these shows, they go for. Well, the dancing goes for two hours, and y'all, that's just too much. It's too much. Before I say anything else, y'all, congratulations to the Northern Mexicans, the Toronto Blue Jays tied up the World Series on Hump Day night, and Tuesday night, y'all. It's not Papa's, So I know they're excited about that. And but I know Miss Bacon was watching it. But she cheers for the City of Angels, the Roger Dodgers. And anyway, I went to bed before it was over, but I watched the remainder of the show on hump day afternoon. But y'all got up on hump day morning, had my coffee. Y'all, my sister-in-law sent me some homemade ginger snaps, and y'all, they are sweet as they can be, but they were good with the coffee, and so I had that for my brofkas, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all talked to my youngest brother on the cellular telephonic device while I walked, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and then it was time to head to get Earl Grey washed, and from there to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do. Oh, I did pick up the nip before I went, but as I do on Wednesdays, I went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had the Green Giant frozen vegetables on sale. I got a couple of boxes of the antioxidant blend. Y'all, I picked up a 5-pound bag of flour. I got, y'all, they had the Betty Crocker different colored sugars that you decorate with. Y'all, I got an orange sugar. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Y'all picked up a rustic oven loaf of sourdough bread. Y'all, they had the brown gravy mix is on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got one. Y'all, they had eggs. They were less than $2, so I picked up a dozen of those. Y'all, I picked up a box of the K-Cups of the coffee that I like, cause it was on sale. Plus, I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the cheese dip that I like on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all picked up a bag of the Nestle Dark Chocolate Morsels. Big Betty. And y'all, they had the small shrimp platters, frozen shrimp platters. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. That's what Big Fatty's going to be providing along with cheese, Halloween-y cheesecake on for right. Y'all, they had the Sargento sliced American cheese. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those because I had a coupon. Also, y'all, I spent $42.40, but I saved $33.61. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I got home and put my groceries in the larder, and y'all, I just had to put my feet up for a little bit. Turned on the electric mattress pad camisole, and oh dear gosh-y. And y'all, I may have drifted off for a little bit. I laid there about 45 minutes, but it was lovely. Y'all, the heat came on in the villa today. Y'all, I smelled this kind of burning smell. I went, what is that? And then I realized that the heat was blowing. So, you know, it's always when you have the heat turned on first time of the season. So, y'all, the heat is set to come on if it gets to 65 degrees in the villa. Big Betty! Today's show art is Big Fatty when he was two years old at Halloween. Go look at it. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the guys from over there at the Trash Sprinkles, and Tim and James, what you got to say?
Honey, is gross. It it's kids. Crema.
Good evening, and welcome to Crema Week.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.